Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. I almost forgot that I had
a... Did you almost forget your name?
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit, I have a name?
I was like, oh my god, I'm on! It was one of those dreams where, like, you're doing something.
You were naked and podcasting.
Yes. Well, I'm not naked.
All of a sudden, you looked down and you were naked and podcasting.
I was like, ah!
Oh, no, from the safety of your living room.
Yes, right.
I was going to say, before you forgot, I was going to say, Spider-Man is no longer in the MCU.
Yeah.
That was how I was going to open the show.
Oh, yeah.
But
no.
It's better with you forgetting your name.
Yeah, I think it's funnier.
Yeah, well.
But Spider-Man is... Spider-Man,
that was the big news that broke this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is apparently not in the MCU.
I don't know how it works.
Well, first of all, I mean, apparently he was like on loan from Sony.
Yes.
I got basically, from what I understand, and I'm just going to give my perception of it, he was on loan from Sony.
Mm-hmm.
And he is on a... So whatever deal they had in place for that needed to be renegotiated, and apparently that was unable to happen, so it's yes. Just not happening.
Correct.
And you would think that both sides of this conversation would figure out the way to do this right, because there's a lot of money to be making. There's a lot of money to be made.
Mm.
And somebody fucked up.
Sure.
I guess. I don't know. I mean...
Well, let's see. So, apparently there was a lot of, like, something about, like, they didn't want Kevin Feige involved, or he wanted something different. So, they're like that's why everything broke down. Mm. But apparently Sony released a statement. This was posted today, 11 a.m. So, today is Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
the someday 19th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And they said much of today's news about
21st, I'm sorry.
Sorry, 21st. Much of today's news about Spider-Man has mischaracterized recent discussions about Kevin Feige's involvement in the franchise. We are disappointed, but we respect Disney's decision not to have him continue as lead producer on our next live-action Spider-Man film. We hope this might change in the future, but understand that the many new responsibilities that Disney has given him, including all of their newly added Marvel properties, do not allow time for him to work on the IP they do not own. Kevin is terrific, and we are grateful for his help and guidance. We appreciate the path he has put us on, which we will continue.
Huh. So basically it sounds like they're saying that Kevin Feige is too busy,
right,
to deal. He can't handle Spider-Man.
Because he's too busy because they just bought Fox.
Yeah.
And everything's been merged, and they have all this new shit that's going on, and all these new Disney Pluses, and all this other shit, that he's way too busy to work on something that doesn't belong to Disney.
And so Disney's like, we'll do something with it.
Yeah. So they're like, no, Sony, take Spider-Man back.
So...
Which I think is a huge mistake, I think.
That's why I don't know if this is entirely... I mean, I'm certain that's a... part of the conversation.
I'm gonna say that Sony wanted more money,
mm-hmm.
and Disney said fuck yourself.
Yeah,
that's where I think this happened. It was like they're like, no, we want more money, or we want a bigger cut,
mm-hmm.
because look at what you know Endgame did, look at what the last Spider-Man movie did.
Yeah,
you know, we want more of a cut, and they said no.
Yeah, it's
something like that.
I don't know why they couldn't just buy the rights outright. Is it that much money?
I mean, I can't imagine Disney doesn't have the money. I'm sure Avengers alone earned more than enough money to buy Spider-Man 900 times over.
Maybe they should run a Kickstarter.
They should.
Indiegogo, help Marvel buy Spider-Man back.
Yeah, you know what? I would send them my contribution of a picture of my middle finger. They have more than enough money. Buy your fucking stuff.
I might have a coupon to... Dunkin' Donuts or something. Well, you could use that.
5 cents off toilet paper. Try that one.
Just send that to Sony. Sony's like, oh man, donuts.
Man, so excited. Donuts.
Man, this is totally worth it.
And then you'll just buy a box and somebody will cut it into, like, you know, each donut gets cut into at least four pieces.
Yeah, because that's how people eat donuts in California.
Yeah, that's how people eat in California.
Responsibly just, healthy people
yeah,
eat donuts.
Yeah, they only eat like a fourth of it.
I'm just going to hollow it out.
And so, yeah, and so, like,
I'm going to do what I do with the bagels and just hollow them out.
Yeah, and so you end up going to, like, wherever there's a box of donuts at your office and every single one of them is cut into pieces because somebody had to take the tiniest little bite.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, we left California. We left the creative donut eating behind.
Yep.
I think we talked about this before, but, like, Spider-Man's never been, like,
my thing. Yeah.
I mean, I like it.
He's fine.
You know, he's fine. And, I mean, those movies are fine. You know, yeah. They're definitely better than the Sony movies. At least, at least the from the earlier part of the century.
Yes.
Not. I mean, okay. Hang on. I'm getting my dates all mixed up. But the Sam Raimi trilogy, at least the first two.
Oh,
very
I thought
good
they
movies.
Were great. Yeah.
Very great movie. I actually like the first Spider-Man a lot.
I do too. I really enjoyed it.
I had a special place for me because of the sound. I mean, I used to work in the record store at the time at the FYE, and we used to play that soundtrack all the time. It's a very, like, it is.
Of its time.
Of its time. Yeah. You know, it's alt rock, and it's just, it felt, it's a good movie, and
yeah.
It just makes me, it has a special place with me. And this part two.
Spider-Man looks great. The suit looks great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed the first Spider-Man a lot.
Yeah, and then, you know, number two, you know, the Spider-Man 2 is a very good movie. It's a very structurally great movie. A lot of people put that up there.
Yeah.
As just being just a great movie.
Yeah.
You know, structurally and stuff. And then Spider-Man 3, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
Emo Spider-Man?
I mean, whatever. It's just stupid, you know?
It is really dumb.
It's stupid. I'm certain there's a lot of things going on that people are like, hey, we could really do something with, let's make it happen, and then whatever. And then they put out the Sony movies. Those are extremely forgettable.
Oh, yeah. We saw that first one. I don't think we even saw the second one.
I've never seen the second one, no.
We saw that first one, mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there watching it going, I've already seen this movie.
Yeah.
Why am I watching this movie? Why did I pay to watch this movie? And that's all I remember of it, except that there was unnecessary parent shit going on.
Yeah, right. And
I don't need everybody's... Again, everybody knows. This is my soapbox. I don't need my fucking hero's parents to have been involved in a goddamn conspiracy. Just make them work at the goddamn grocery store. I don't give a fuck.
The parents could be something else. They could
be involved.
You know?
They don't have to be fucking involved. Because basically what you're telling me is the only way that you were important is if your parents were fucking important. And I've had enough nepotism to last me a goddamn lifetime.
Right.
Anyway, continue.
And then, you know, you had the Marvel movies, which, I mean, Homecoming was great.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
You know, Far From Home.
It was okay.
Kind of a fart.
I mean, it was fine.
I said I kind of likened that to, you know, the Andrew Garfield one. It's just that it existed.
It existed.
You know, existed to a means to, you know, have something going on in the Marvel MCU, and mm-hmm. it didn't resonate with me like Homecoming did. I thought Homecoming was great.
I agree.
I mean, it's the kind of movie where I was like, I do want to see that one again, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Homecoming for sure. And Far From Home was okay. I think... Homecoming was so special in that we went from like huge superhero movie to small superhero movie with a fantastic fucking villain.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really gave that one the edge. Not saying Jake Gyllenhaal didn't do well in the other one.
Right.
He did, but he's not fucking Michael Keaton.
No, Michael Keaton was
you know what I mean? Like, that was fucking great.
Yeah, we got a real treat in that one,
I think.
I think we really were spoiled with that, because Michael Keaton's just...
It's fucking great.
Yeah. But as far as the future going forward with Spider-Man, I mean, I'm certain they'll...
Just give me more sort of, like, into the Spider-Verse shit.
Maybe they'll reboot it again. I don't know. I hope... I just don't need...
No, but I mean, like, give me more of that sort of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Animated, really detailed, cool storytelling,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, funny and but with heart and purpose,
mm-hmm. Like a good movie.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse was great. It was just so fucking great.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see them maybe even stick more with that animation shit.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm not gonna
whatever.
Hold my breath. Yeah.
I don't particularly care.
Yeah.
Though I liked Tom Holland as Spider-Man. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah. No, he's a talented kid.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see. I mean, I'm certain things will, you'll be hearing all sorts of news again and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, now it's just a given when you're just, when I'm just like, now it's just like, okay, everybody's talking about all these fucking all these superhero movies. And we live in an age where it's just like, there's so many of them. I'm just like, okay, can we just get done with it? Can we just have it? Just give me the movie.
Yeah.
Just give me the fucking movie. I want to fucking see it. I don't need these fucking, all this fucking theories and shit. I just want to see this goddamn movie.
I have separated myself from any sort of, you know, oh, so-and-so is shooting. Here's the first picture on set from blah, 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 blah movie. I'm like, I can't keep up with it all. There's too much of it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, between the MCU and everything else that goes on and all these other shows.
Yeah, all this other shows going on. So, like, the MCU, but then you have all the shit going on with all the CW shows. And then you've got all this DC movie shit that may be happening. Yeah. Nobody really knows. And then, oh, this casting rumor and that casting rumor. And here's a conceptual sketch of what the costume could possibly.
Who can give a fuck?
I can't. I can't keep up with it all. I cannot.
Yeah.
So this one just happened to be big enough to like kind of burst that for me, because I don't even look anymore. I used to read that IO9 used to have kind of like a morning roundup, and I forget what it's called.
Yeah, and they would have like all those items.
Yeah,
in there.
And I can't remember what it's called. It has a specific name, but it would be like, this is what's going on with Supergirl, and here this is what's going on with this, and here's a picture of, you know, Wonder Woman in her costume from the 80s, and here, you know, like all this stuff. I can't read it anymore. I'm just like, it's exhausting.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think in general, like, look, there are sites, there are very cool people that report on this stuff and make a living off of that.
Yes, and good for them. But for me, it's become too much.
Yeah.
If I paid attention to all of that, I wouldn't pay attention to anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how can you?
That's the thing. It's just there's so much of it.
Well, given the fact that, you know, we both have like somebody like us or just anybody.
Yeah.
Has a full-time job, you know, especially if you have kids and all this stuff. It's how do you keep up on all this stuff and do other things that you love? Like I barely have enough time for wrestling.
Right.
I have like almost like a month's worth of NXT that I have to watch.
Oh, I know. I mean, I sit there and I'm like, how big is my to read pile? I have literally a to read bookshelf.
Well, just comic books in general.
Just not even comic books, just regular fucking books that I'm like, I want to read this book. Mm-hmm. I want to read this book. But I also have to make time for writing. I got to go to work. And, oh, we're trying to go to the gym. And, I got to cook. And, I can't. I have to listen to this podcast or that podcast. Like, I don't have the fucking bandwidth.
Longer days.
Right? Or less work.
I propose 48-hour days.
I propose no work. And then I could keep up on everything.
I propose we take everybody gets all the money to buy things.
Give me that universal base income and I'll just sit in here and fucking, you know, write my books and keep up on whatever else is going on in the world.
I'll do it if you let me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Just wanted to bring up real quick, because we're going to make this a little bit of a shorter show. But so we went to the Fort Collins Comic Con this weekend.
Oh, we did. We drove up to Fort Collins on Saturday. By the time we got there, of course, I wore a dress because that's what I do. By the time we got there, it was so fucking windy, I had to hold my dress down so it didn't blow over my head. So that was a fun day.
Yeah.
But we went to the Fort Collins Comic Con, and it was held in like a community center.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the layout was a little odd.
Well, because it was basically like a
almost like a rec center,
like a rec center,
yeah,
like a big, bigger rec center, or pretty much just like.
I mean, it's a very nice rec center. Don't get me wrong; it was a very, very nice, somewhat new rec center. It was just you kind of walk in and like walk into a desk, and then there's all these people because they're going to this place or that place, da 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 da, and then you walk all the way to the back to where the basketball court is, and that's where the con floor was.
Yeah.
So it was a little odd. And then they had like weird security guards just like milling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what are you guys doing? Like they were like, I don't know. They were weird.
Well, you know, you got to make sure you have it because it's, you know, it's a small time con.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that, you know, everything's running smoothly and
sure.
You know, just kind of, you don't have to be overbearing like you would at Comic-Con, I guess.
Right.
So, but yeah, basically it was all in one room and you just had a bunch of tables.
Mm-hmm.
And people selling stuff and whatever. And for what it's worth,
a lot of local artists.
A lot that I would say. Okay, I'm gonna say. I'll say this: For what it's worth, the actual amount of comics, physical comics that you could look through was...
Not even 5%.
Yeah, it was probably one of the first Comic-Cons I've been to where there were barely any comics.
There wasn't, honestly, there was not even, there were vendors who had comics.
Yeah, oh yeah, there were. But I mean,
but there was not a specific vendor that had nothing but comics.
Right. No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people there that just had, so they had comics, but then they also had
toys
and art,
books,
other collectibles.
Sure.
You know, just a lot of stuff that I think for people going to a con like this, so it's a small town con, you got people that they're not all, they're not dedicated. Maybe they might not be dedicated, or they probably were, but maybe you just didn't want to go to, say, the Pop Culture Con, and you just want to go and check something out. Or maybe, especially for little kids, for younger kids that just want to go and check this stuff out, you go and you walk around and you could be like, oh wow, look at this, look at that, and you got this cool art piece, you got that. And so it's pretty chill in that regard.
Sure.
I mean, there was a lot of people there. Don't be wrong. I mean, it was pretty full. So, I mean, there was it was definitely supported.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, as far as actual comics and actual the vendors that you're used to seeing, it just wasn't like that.
No.
So, I mean, but on the plus side, there's a lot of people, a lot of local artists, a lot of independent artists, chilling their stuff.
I always feel so bad.
Yeah, me too.
Because I never stop at those tables.
Or when you do, because they have something else that you might be interested in.
And then you feel like,
hey, we're here. We primarily do this. And you're like, I don't care.
Right. Or you see, you're kind of look by and you don't want to be rude. So you say hello. But then they want you to stop at their table. But you're not going to buy anything. So you feel rude. But for me, I'm very picky about art.
Uh-huh.
It's not that I don't think that these people are amazingly talented.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If I could do what they did, that'd be amazing. I can't. I can't even draw a stick figure. I suck when it comes to art. But I'm very...
We should do a video of you and post it on the Facebook page.
What, attempting to draw?
Attempting to draw just a stick figure.
Oh my God. I could barely color the lines. Are you kidding? So when we planted our garden, I couldn't even keep the rows straight. And Sean made fun of me for it.
Yeah, I mean,
I tried.
I know you tried, but
I can't do it.
I don't think, to be honest, it probably wouldn't have mattered.
Oh, it didn't fucking matter because
everything's just growing there anyway. So
it's going to eat. Honestly, I'm glad the cats are indoor cats because they'd probably be eaten by the garden at this point.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so I'm just very picky when it comes to shit that I want to put on my wall.
I know that.
As you can see, I've got a bare hook that's been there for a year. Because I don't know what goes there.
Yeah.
Something.
Put the Batman picture there.
No.
See?
It doesn't go there. See, that's the thing. I have to see it and go, oh my God, I know exactly where I want this.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't happen, I don't buy it.
And it's very rare that
so
that
we have very bare walls.
Yeah.
It's very rare that happens.
We're not an artsy place. But
it's not that. It's just I like art. It's just I have to love it if it's going on the goddamn wall. If not, the wall can be blank.
Everybody else we go to, all the other houses places we go to, all of our friends and stuff, anybody other places I've been to, they have some sort of art.
Nope.
And they're just like, yes, this is how we feel about it.
Well, not only that, but I feel a lot of our friends and stuff, everybody puts up pictures of their wedding and their I don't put any of that. Nope.
Yeah, we're not pictures.
No.
Couple.
No, we're not. Not putting pictures.
Should we be?
No.
Okay, good.
What am I going to do with it? Just picture us on the wall?
I know what you look like.
Yeah, no, I know what we look like. I'm good.
I remember that day.
I don't know why. It's fine.
Because it's something where, I mean, we do have some of those, but we don't have, it's not like one of those things where.
We have one picture of us up, and it's upstairs.
Yeah.
And the only reason we have it is because somebody sent it to us. And I was too lazy to not do it, to put it away. So it's sitting upstairs. That's it.
I don't know. I don't feel. Yeah, I know. I just don't feel compelled. I mean, we've talked about this before. I have this office. We've been in here for over a year. I have this office down here. I don't have.
Well, you have things up.
I have some things up, but they're kind of up, but they're not I could do much better.
Oh yeah.
I could make a much more concerted effort to have a wall of something like that, but I just haven't been. I just haven't done it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's fine. I have my gimmick case of toys or whatever. Speaking of which,
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy there that was just, I don't even know what his purpose was there. It's just, again, it's just like either you're selling art or you're just selling a bunch of things you have.
I just kind of felt like this guy just brought shit from his garage.
Good idea.
Like, I mean, awesome. I mean, I don't know how much a booth costs. It might have been worth it because he was just like, here is Sean's favorite thing, loose toys.
Yeah. No, it was good stuff because I picked up and I can't remember because I picked up.
You got a
up.
Steppenwolf?
So I got some DC Classics. I got a Steppenwolf that looks just like the Superpowers. I got an Etrigan,
mm-hmm.
which is an awesome Etrigan. I took a picture actually. Maybe we should put that on our Insta, on our Facebook of the I took a picture of him sitting by our fire pit.
Yeah.
It's a really cool one. I forgot what series it's from, but it's from one of the fans. It's one of those things where the guy was selling them for like, I think they were like $10 a piece. And usually if like I'm trying to find it like online or something, they're like way more.
Oh yeah.
So I picked that. So I was able to get those for a good deal. There's an Adam Warlock, a Toy Biz Adam Warlock that I didn't have, which mm-hmm. I was very happy to get. And I'm blanking on another, I think, no, not Sasquatch.
You did get Sasquatch though.
No, I got that earlier in the week. Remember I went to that.
Oh yes. Yes.
Who else did I get? Oh, I got Guardian. I got or Vindicator or whatever. Yeah. Heather Hudson. I got
that toy's got some tits.
Yeah. Well, it's perfect because I have her husband.
Mm.
I can set the big. I have a small Alpha Flight collection, which I could complete if I would if I was so inclined.
Uh huh.
I can have a little Alpha Flight gathering in my toy case.
Neat.
Which maybe that will happen. But and I think there was one other thing I got. But oh, got a I got a Dark Side for like $1.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the DC the Justice League.
Yes.
You know, the DCU mm-hmm. whatever the cartoon one. Which good deal. Well, it sucks because it's funny. Yeah, again, this is kind of the case where like the guy was just selling like a box of random toys,
yes.
But he was also selling like, oh, here I'm an art teacher. Here's my students. They put together this anthology book. Would you like to buy it for $15? And I'm just like, I just want your toy.
Yeah, for $1.
Yeah, but there's also another person there, and I probably could have talked more with them, but at the same time, I was just like, it was good. It was obviously the talent was very good.
Yes,
for the person to put this together. But it was like a trade of like kayfabe, like wrestling stories.
Yeah.
Like pro wrestling stories. And it was just like an anthology of like wrestling stories, really short stuff. And stuff that I probably would really enjoy if I just sat down and read it. But I was just like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you bought me that History of Pro Wrestling comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot. I forgot who this guy was that did it. But you know, it's a wide, you know, it's a book that's, you know, widespread. And, it's really good, and
yeah.
But I just haven't finished reading it yet, you know, so I'm not going to – I mean, it's bad enough that I'm buying, you know, a fuck ton of things, you
right.
know, to read and stuff. You know, I barely have any room for it. So speaking of which, also, too, we did stop at Second of Charles in Fort Collins,
mm-hmm.
picked up a copy of X-Men Inferno Volume mm-hmm. 1 for a good price. It's one I've been looking for a while. So, it wasn't a bad trip. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
We can take our break and come back with our book for this week.
And welcome everybody to what?
Wait, Brian, what are you doing?
Oh yeah, that's right. We're supposed to be recording a promo here, aren't we?
Aren't you supposed to tell people where they can find us?
Yeah, we're What the Hops Podcast, based out of Buffalo, New York. We like to talk a lot about beer,
a little bit about music,
and all sorts of random things.
So be sure to go find us wherever you get your podcasts, and hit up all your social medias and search What the Hops and hit that like button.
Cheers.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever. Before we get to our book for this week, I actually wanted to read an email we received.
Yes, we receive correspondence.
Yeah, because I don't get a chance to check this email very often. I often forget that we have it,
mm-hmm.
even though we mention it every week.
Yep, yep. But always plug it. Always forget to check it.
And that email is what?
Worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
So, yeah. So we got a question from somebody named D-E.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's
Day.
Debbie?
Day. Day.
Day? Yeah. Andre? Day?
I think Day.
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 So, Day. Day emails us and he says, good afternoon, Jen and Sean.
Hello.
Oh, you got first.
Ha.
As I go through...
Alphabetical.
That's true. As I go through the backlog of your fantastic podcasts, there is a question I've been meaning to ask. If someone is pooping off their underwear, does it require taking off their shirt?
This is a very good question.
But I love this last line. I apologize if this question has already been asked. Cheers, Dan.
Let me just say that we are the only podcast that will answer this with the seriousness that it deserves.
I do like that he was very cognizant to ask, you know, to be like, I hope nobody's else asked this before.
I don't really remember what episode we had that conversation, but I vaguely remember. Recall that we had some sort of reference to shitting one's own pants off.
It's definitely a conversation that we've had.
I am very
certain that this is something that
we've talked about it.
I'm certain it came up for some reason.
Probably
spent way too long on it.
Oh, I'm certain. And we're going to spend some more time on it. Yeah. So my personal opinion is I do not believe one needs to remove their shirt in order to shit off their own underwear or pants or whatever the fuck we're talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You may have a different opinion.
I mean, it's very possible. It's not required. Okay, I'm going to say it's not required.
It is not required.
But
this is where we get into this argument that we've had many times. Maybe not an argument. To me, it is a baffling discovery.
But for extreme comfort, for maximum comfort, excuse me, not extreme, but maximum comfort whilst defecating, I guess.
Sure.
Taking off the shirt does help.
I don't understand what you're even talking about now.
Okay, hang on. Let's kind of go back here because I think discussion.
Is your shirt around your butthole? I'm so confused.
No, what happens is I think we've talked about this before where.
Yes, for some reason you have to take a naked shit and I don't understand.
It's a George Costanza kind of deal.
I don't get it. What are you even talking about?
Well, my brother has weighed in on this before. I think on Twitter or somewhere where he's weighed in on this.
I'm certain, but I still don't understand
it. Brian Merrick, former guest of this podcast.
Yes, but I still don't understand it. I don't get it.
Sometimes if you're on the toilet and you're having a go.
Mm-hmm.
And by I mean a go, I mean you're having a go.
Oh, I get it. I know what you're talking about.
In those rare occurrences, I even had that today, actually.
Did you have to take your clothes off completely?
Well, I was kind of, you know, I think I just got back in from watering the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, just busy. I was active doing stuff. And I kind of needed just like to have a free shot at it.
I don't understand.
And so it all took care of it.
But I don't.
Took it all off.
But I don't get it. Why? Your shirt has no bearing on your ability to go to the bathroom.
I think it's a matter of.
It's not a constrictive shirt.
No, but
you're wearing a t-shirt made of cotton.
But sometimes it just feels better when you're there and you're trying to do it and if you could be free, it sometimes allows you to concentrate better and maybe relax.
It's
kind of like unbuttoning the top button on the collar, you know, when you're having a, you know, it's like,
yeah, but that's actually constricting your body.
Well, maybe saying sometimes a shirt does something. It's just when you're free to go, you know, I mean, even helps if you take the pants off from around your feet, move them aside, go full on. I know Brian, my brother Brian, will, if he listens to this episode.
No one should listen to this episode.
But I'm saying, okay, but as far as to answer the question.
It is not
if
a
you're
requirement.
Shitting, because the act of shitting one's pants off means that you're, you know, it's planned, you know.
I don't agree with that.
Or maybe unplanned, but you're.
I would say this is an unplanned thing where all of a sudden you're just walking along and something happens that requires a surprise. Shit. And that is when you shit your own pants off.
Well, I'll say this. If it's a surprise deal, that's usually like
food poisoning.
Right. I think maybe, you know, you're not required in case if it's a situation of extreme comfort and like you're just like, I got to do it all. But maybe, you know, most cases you might keep the shirt on. Because if it's an emergency situation, you know, you might need to pick up and run. And it's best to be fully clothed. You don't want to lose that shirt. You know, because there might be a case where you might not be able to pick it up on your way out or on your way somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
So no, it is not a requirement. In fact, I do not understand why anyone needs to be purposely unclothed while shitting. I don't get it. Like, unless you're getting ready to take a shower and you're like, I go to the bathroom before I shower, therefore I'm already naked.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, thank you for the question.
Yes.
Day.
Yep.
Well, hopefully we helped you out.
I mean, the only time I it's bad enough when I wear a jumpsuit and I have to be like, take most of it off to go to the bathroom, you know, because women's fashion is dumb. But I don't get purposely doing this.
I typically wouldn't be doing it in like a public bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know, at home, it's a lot easier, you know, or if you're in like a, you know, residential area, you know, if you're at a party or something.
You're not going to get naked in someone's bathroom, are you? Just like, hey, I'm at my friend's house, time to get nude.
But I mean, if the door's closed, I mean, how do they know?
What are you doing getting naked at your friend's house? Unless you're going to fuck that friend.
But they're not in there with you. I'm talking to something, if you're just in there and you're doing a solo act.
Why are you even taking your clothes off at someone else's house?
Am I
changing into a bathing suit at this person's house?
I mean, maybe.
Then that is an acceptable reason to be nude.
Well, there are acceptable reasons, but...
I am a never nude. I am proudly declaring myself never nude.
There are dozens of you.
There are dozens of me.
So,
never be naked, especially in someone else's house.
Did you ever?
What the fuck are you even doing? Just be like, hey man, I'm over at your house, totally nude.
You want to know something? This is funny, and this thought crosses my mind anytime.
Hey neighbor, naked.
This all crosses my mind sometimes. So, like, you ever go...
All the places you could be naked?
No.
Are you a closet nudist? And I didn't know this.
Closet nudist, Sean.
Like, I go to work, and you're just like, she's finally gone, and all the clothes come off.
I just say, no. No.
Could a nudist and a never nude truly be married?
Right? So this is a quick thing. Sometimes I go. You ever? This is a thought has crossed my mind.
Oh God!
Where you go to like a public venue.
Oh God!
But for some reason, that public venue's bathroom has a full shower, or whatever, like a full like sink and shower in the bathroom.
Wait, venue. Like
so
what?
Okay, for example, Meltdown in L.A. Their bathroom. If you use the bathroom in the venue.
In the back.
In the back.
Okay.
There was a shower in there.
That.
And a tub or a tub of some sort or some sort of shower. And
was
also.
A slop sink?
No, it wasn't a slop sink. Does that slop sink work?
That kind of thing, because that may have been in its previous life, it was something else.
Right. Okay. So that's fine. I'm just saying it exists there.
Sure.
And also, if you go to House of Pod. Which is a place that you go to the bathroom. There's a bathroom in there.
And a shower.
And there's a shower.
But again, that was because that was an actual apartment building.
Right.
Again, previous life, something else.
Have you? I know you haven't, but sometimes a thought crosses my mind where I'm like, what if I just took a shower like right now in this place?
That's awful.
So everybody's waiting for the bathroom and I just take a shower. Like a full, just like, is he using the shower?
What's wrong with that man? He had to move the art out of the way because in House of Pod, there's like art in there.
We'll put it this way. If you do shit your pants off and there's a giant mess, you may need to use that shower.
That is true.
So.
But there's been a couple places where I've worked. Like when I worked, there was a place I worked at an advertising agency in Boston. And we had like the sixth floor through the 21st or some shit. And there were showers on the sixth floor.
Well, also, I used to work at a radio station where there were showers.
Yeah.
Because there'd be, you know, that's the thing. If you do those overnights, or if you're working late, you know, radio sales can get very sweaty.
Yeah. And then
showering. I think, what's his face? Larry Norton would do his marathons. And sometimes he would take a shower.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Buffalo legend.
There's definitely, I mean, gyms.
Well, obviously it's a gym.
Obviously,
but I'm saying,
if there's a gym. But some of the places would be like, hey, you're going to be here for a while. So there's some showers. Or if you like bike to work. This only works for
men. Well, I understand if, like, if you work at a place, like, for instance, like, you know, my dad was a welder, you know,
they probably
had places with, you know, they had showers in there.
Of course, because,
yeah, I mean, you're working and stuff like that.
You're getting all dirty and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking like, you know, if you go to a concert venue, like if I went to Herman's Hideaway and I went into the bathroom and there's just a shower there, you know, what if I'm going to take a shower?
I think for me, it's like
depends on what it was in its past life.
Well, I understand. I'm not questioning why the shower is there. I'm just saying.
See, that is the thought that occurs to me when I see a shower in a public venue is, oh, this must have been an apartment building.
You don't think it's like,
I don't think I should take a shower here.
This will be clean.
I think, first off, you're going to put your bare feet on that nasty-ass tile? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Do you have shower gel with you? What is even happening? No.
I would go out and buy shower gel and return to said bathroom.
One day, you're just going to walk in with like a towel like over your neck, just walk into House of Pod and be like, hey guys, go to the bathroom and then just take like a 45-minute shower.
Yeah, I was,
used all your hot water, hope that's okay, and then just leave.
Oh, shit, just leave without doing any podcasting.
Yeah. Don't go for a meeting or anything. Literally just walk in, shower, and walk out.
Hey, Sean, you think you're going to, maybe you want to do a podcast while you're here?
No.
Nope.
No, going to join this meeting? Nope, just here for the shower.
Showering.
Bye. Ugh. All right, what are we talking about?
Okay, so picture the questions. Yes. Worstcollectionever at gmail.com. And also, please, on our Facebook page, please, and, you know, Twitter, Instagram, we haven't those things. But, our Facebook page actually does get a lot of fun comics. We don't really cover that as much, but we should.
We should.
We should probably take a day where we just go back through some posts. And
sure.
We have a lot of really cool people that...
And talk about... all the, you know, shitting your pants off, apparently.
Posits the question, do you shit your pants in the shower?
No.
Off your
no
pants.
Off pants.
Do you shit your pants
shit.
In the shower?
Shit pants.
Because you're right. Taking a shower fully clothed and you're
what
just
like...
What
the fuck are we reading?
We are reading...
Again, never nude.
We are reading Machine Man, Volume 2, Number 2, from November 1984. I am reading this out of the Iron Man 2020 trade paperback.
Can we talk about how bad Iron Man 2020's face is?
Well, that's the thing that's funny.
His teeth, yeah. It literally looks like when a kid draws a jack-o'-lantern for Halloween and it just has like three teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's Iron Man 2020 is very strange because he has that summer teeth.
Yeah,
going on.
He's really upsetting, actually.
And it's, you know, and that's what.
But he has like a glowing crotch. What's going on there?
What are you talking about?
Spider-Man. Oh, this angle, that looked like his dick.
What, you thought Spider-Man was his dick?
I thought that white thing was his codpiece glowing.
No.
From this angle over here, it really does.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's just him. Yeah, he's a weird looking character considering, you know, what Iron Man, regular Iron Man looks like.
Yes.
And, you know, they're essentially like...
It kind of looks like a discount Iron Man. Not like a better Iron Man,
Well, to me, he looks like Iron Man, but like the evil doppelganger from the Infinity War in the comics.
You mean he has a goatee?
Yes. Through the helmet.
That is how you can tell someone's the evil version.
The evil version. But that's what he looks like. And he's, they did a trade where basically, they collected... His first appearance in Spider-Man Annual number 20, and then a bunch of other things, and
Machine Man,
and I'm intrigued. I'm interested. So, and so this Machine Man miniseries, the second iteration, or just not the second iteration, but like there was a Machine Man series that was like in the late 70s, and then they brought it back to do like a mini series, and they tied it into Iron Man 2020 and whatever. The cover is basically just...
It's a cool cover.
I think it's a Bill Sienkiewicz cover, which...
It's really cool.
I love Bill Sienkiewicz. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Yeah, it's just like a very Metropolis-esque...
Well, it's Machine Man's head kind of being dissected.
But like Metropolis, like the movie. And his head being dissected, and just like the way it's done and the way it's colored, it's cool.
Well, what's also cool is I think the further you go into the miniseries, like it's basically being constructed.
Yeah.
So when you get to the last issue, like, you know,
his head's together.
This whole thing, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. So this basically starts off with so basically what you need to know is that Machine Man was
found in a pile of junk.
Was found in a pile of junk, and this is real quick. This is taking place in 2020.
Yeah, so I'm going to put something out there right now.
If you are a science fiction and fantasy writer, or just any writer writing about the future, set it in a year in which you will be dead. So I can't write like a futuristic thing and be like, and in the year 2030, I mean, very, very possible I would be dead by climate change. But like, don't put it in your natural lifespan. Be like, in the year 3030. Like, you're never going to live to see that. So you don't have to worry about...
You'll be living. Nobody
no one's going to come ask you why the fuck you put flying cars in something in 2020.
If my head's in a jar,
yeah,
like Futurama, and you want to ask me,
you'd be like, what did you even, you knew, when did you write this?
Yeah, right.
When was this from, actually?
1984. So we were still like, I'm telling you, man, in the 2000s.
In 2000s,
in 2020, we're definitely having flying cars.
Reagan was president. What the fuck are you talking about?
We're definitely having flying cars next year, babe.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Look at these. Look at it. We're going to have cars on the ground and in the sky.
We could definitely have a flying car if, like, Elon Musk straps one to a plane. That's about it. That's all we're getting.
So, basically, in the first issue of this, they found Iron Man 2020 in, like, so there's, like, this tech guru guy, Bain Technologies, B-I-A-N.
Yes.
And it's run by this guy named Sunset Bain.
Everyone in this book has a dumb name.
Yeah, everybody has dumb names.
We just put this out there. Real dumb names.
Sunset Bane sounds like a stripper name.
Yeah.
But, like, but a stripper that also like is also an assassin.
Sure.
I think that kind of fits, but it's really just a guy that looks like former guest Ken Reed.
100% this guy looks like Ken Reed.
He kind of dresses like Ken Reed.
He looks like Ken Reed. The minute I saw him, I was like, this guy looks like Ken Reed. He really does.
Very excited. Friend of the show, Ken Reed. I should probably...
take a picture and be like, Ken, this the guy looks like you.
Probably tell him, I was like, oh, Ken Reed's in this book this week.
And you know, he'd be like, I like those sunglasses.
I think Ken Reed probably definitely... I feel like Ken Reed has definitely read this machine, man.
Maybe.
Anyway, so yeah. So basically, they found... there's this group of...
they're like... outlaws.
Yeah, I mean, they got
techno outlaws.
There's a name for them. I think they're called...
I think techno outlaws is the best thing, because they're like operating outside and they're like stealing these parts from like the junk pile that Bane is creating.
Yeah.
And so they find Machine Man and they take him. So we open this on a bunch of them on their flying car over Manhattan, and they're getting chased by some of these Bane people.
2020.
And they're like, man, you know, they never cared before until we found Machine Man. They call him Machini, because sure. And one of this person's name is Hassel.
Yeah, there's Brainy, there's Hassel.
And there's a couple other dumb ones, too. I'm sure we'll get there. So they're fleeing.
Yeah, you're held this. I'm gonna look up their names.
Yeah, so they are fleeing on their flying cars, and they're like, man, you know, ever since we found fucking Machine Man, they won't leave us alone.
So we got Brain.
Machine Man has like, it took me a minute to figure this out, but Machine Man is actually sitting on the back of their thing.
Uh-huh.
But I thought he was in a separate one. But anyway, continue.
So they're the Midnight Wreckers. Mm. You got Brain, Hassel, Slick, and Swift.
Sure.
I am not sure which one of these is the girl with the one strand of hair coming out of the side of her head.
Yeah.
As the thing, but there's
or
also...
Or which one of these is Angelina Jolie's character in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Oh, which one? This one or that one?
No, I don't know. Well, her name is Sway.
Swift.
In that movie.
Oh, Sway.
Yeah, she might as well be in this.
And then we also have a dude. Book. Yeah, then we have a newsy. John Lennon.
Brain is the 1940s John Lennon.
And then you have whoever this guy is, but he looks. He's got like Ultimate Warrior face. He's got Road Warrior's face paint.
Yeah, so that guy is the only guy who's beaten the facial recognition.
Yeah.
Because they say that the only thing that beats facial recognition is like weird at like basically Juggalo face paint.
Oh, so next year,
like weird ass fucking shit on your face throws off facial recognition software. So stuff that makes you as a person stand out in a crowd confuses facial recognition software. Shaggy Two Dope's doing okay.
So anyways, they're getting chased through Manhattan
and Machine Man reaches out and he like, with his like, he has like a go-go gadget arm.
Yeah, that's the thing that's weird. Like, he's kind of like this very like average looking robot in a way, like just presentation wise. Like, he's got like the maroon body and he's got like the face
shiny
the thing, shiny face or whatever. But then he also has like these
weird gadget, you know, like, yes, yeah, Inspector Gadget, like, limbs.
Like, literally, if you go back to the other page, it literally is an Inspector Gadget arm.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So he Go-Go Gadget's arms, and he, like, basically they blow up the people who were chasing
them. Well, he basically gets them out of the way, and they blow up. And then
they blow up, and then they crash the other car, and he, like, flies everybody down, and everybody lives, and they are now no longer being chased.
So they decide to take the subway.
And they're like, hey, Machiney, thanks. And so they get on the subway.
Well, yeah, so this is where they take a subway, and this
Then we cut to...
Well, this is when we cut to Bane. Yeah, Bane-tronics.
This is when we see Ken Reed.
Bane-tronics.
And hanging out with what looks like Platinum.
Well, this is Jocasta.
Yeah, but she just looks like Platinum.
She does. She looks like Platinum from Metal Men with a different hair. But Jocasta, yeah. Who was built to be the Bride of Ultron.
She's actually a pretty major, somewhat major Marvel...
character that's been around for years, and yeah. She's a robot. You know, she survived until this current time.
So she's hanging out with this guy, and then
fucking Strom Thurmond shows up.
Yeah, the oldest man comes in, and his face is like crooked, and he comes in to like hassle Ken Reed. And then what's going on in this?
Well, he's
TV
pissed.
Here?
He's basically like they find out that they're all upset because Machine Man has been discovered.
Oh yeah, because they threw him out in the junk pile, and they probably shouldn't have.
And they probably shouldn't have. And he's like, also, what the fuck's Jocasta doing here? And he's like, nah, look, just like, hang on, just chill out. Yeah. I'm gonna call Iron Man 2020.
Yeah,
and we're gonna talk to him.
Don't worry, I got this.
And Iron Man 2020 is Arno Stark. He's not Tony Stark. He's Arno Stark, and he's kind of like,
and he looks like Willem Dafoe.
He's kind of, really?
Kind of.
Kind of looks like...
He's got that, like, gaunt, I'm kind of creepy face.
Willem Dafoe with a mustache. With an Errol Flynn mustache.
Yeah, maybe Willem Dafoe and Michael Shannon had a child. And it's just, like, the most intense child you've ever seen.
Here's the thing, I'm trying to, like, imagine the sex... So
don't
like,
even imagine the sex, just imagine that that is the product of their union.
Okay, great.
And it makes perfect sense.
So he's like, look,
it's very intense, and you feel like it might stab you.
And he's like, look, you guys want me to get Iron Machine Man? You want me to figure this out for you? I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to get, and he doesn't say anything, but basically he's like, I'm going to turn to Iron Man 2020.
Yeah, it's
and
me.
So, and so here's the thing. This is a quick thing. So the Wreckers and Iron Machine Man, they take the subway to Queens. To Forest Hills, exactly.
Yeah.
And they get off. And so they mentioned something about...
It looks like they mugged a guy for his hat and coat.
Yeah, because they...
Machine Man could wear it.
What it implies is that...
She almost killed this guy for a hat and a coat.
No, I think she did kill him.
No, it says, what did you give him for this? And she goes, his life.
Oh, okay.
So she threatened to kill him. If he didn't give the hat and the coat over, basically she robbed your
glasses and your clothes.
She robbed a New York City flasher because he's wearing a goddamn trench coat and a fedora.
That's right. She's like, look.
And he's like, how will I flash? And she's like, hold this newspaper in front of you.
It's 2020. You can't figure. Use a hologram.
Yeah.
Use your hologram clothes.
Oh,
next
man.
Year,
hologram a dick pic to somebody.
Well, I mean, you could wear a
could you imagine if like hologram technology is like on your phone and like you get a text message and like that, you know, that Princess Leia hologram that pops up in Star Wars?
Oh, so instead of Princess Leia popping out, it was just a dick.
It's now just a dick.
This R2 unit has a dick in it.
God damn it! This thing's always sending me dicks.
It's just Darth Vader's dick.
Can't be on any dating app. I'm just getting all these goddamn hollow dicks.
It's just like, I just hear heavy breathing, and
it's a hollow dick.
It's just a cock.
Ooh. and of course it would all be like, measure it for yourself, baby.
Oh man, the future's fucked. Anyways, so they go to apparently what's a video called a video parlor.
It's a barcade.
It's basically a barcade, but I think it's also like, instead of just video games, you're also like tuned in because you got all these people got like all these like weird like VR helmets and
stuff. Yeah, I'm assuming that they thought that in 2020, everything would be like, we'd just plug ourselves into virtual reality.
Well, this one guy is just sitting in this chair and he just has like a full on like gas mask that's connected to like the front of it's connected to a machine. And then you have another one where like people just have these helmets. One of these things is just called Kill Your Neighbor. So apparently
it's the Purge.
It is the Purge. And there's another one called Bangaloids. Or bongoloids.
I don't know what that means.
Bongoloids and then light bite.
Light so, bite.
Light bite.
Sounds like a game I'd like.
So they go to see. So they're like, okay, well, I think they're going to see some dude. This dude, I forgot what this guy's name is.
Oh, gray man.
That's the thing. Well, he's gray here.
He's purple.
And then later he's like, yeah, he's
purple. He's like a big fat guy.
He's like, he's basically like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now, but like.
Covered in grape juice?
Covered in...
Stained in grape juice.
Somebody dumped a bunch of wine on him.
Yeah.
And he's also like...
He just swims in wine?
He's just sitting at this table. So they go to... What is this guy's name?
Oh, I don't know. They like go to see him and he's like sitting at this table and he's eating because he's a big fat guy. And...
Oh, Brodoni.
Yeah, sure. And
Brodoni. Like
what are they seeing him for?
So they're seeing him so they can basically he can arrange for safe passage out of wherever out of New York or whatever, so they can get away somehow.
Oh, okay.
And so they go to see this guy, and he's eating a chicken nugget. Apparently, he's also sweating. Yeah, he's gross. This guy's gross. He's like a purple gross guy. Well, at least I think that's okay. No, he's in shadow because you can tell because like there's also like you can see like part of his thing. But I think
he looks purple. Just the he is purple.
He is purple.
The way he's drawn. So he like pushes like as they're talking to him, he like pushes a button on the underside of his desk.
And they're like, "Hey, can you help us out?" And he's like, "Sure, but you know, somebody paid me more money, so I'm turning heel on you." Mm. And here's a bunch of robots that are gonna start fighting you guys.
Yeah, so all these robots come in, start fighting, and then there's like a bunch of shooting, and
this guy's like, "Don't ruin my rug, you know, whatever. Don't spill blood on my rug." And so, you know, they end up fighting back anyways, and mm-hmm. Machine Man just starts shooting. He says
he doesn't go gadget anything in this
he
one.
Shoots like oil, but it's like fire oil.
Yeah, I don't. Machine Man's suite of abilities, let's say, are very very odd.
Because he can stretch, and he can also shoot oil, and then later we'll see he can like use his hands to create fire and ice. Or
he's like one of those like old cartoon characters who get out the fucking oil can and like, and then the guy would slip on it.
Also, these robots. You think in the age of robots?
Yeah, they're
like,
really bad.
You think in 2020?
I would hope that they're better.
Well, these robots are like meant to like. Stop people and shit. Like they're basically soldiers, and they get their asses handed to them by these fucking dweebs.
Yeah, like with no hesitation. Also, do you think if you did that today, like you were like, "Hold on, I need robots for protection." It's 2019. It would just be a fucking army of Roombas.
Yeah, that's all it would be. It would just be like these really.
Do you think you could like mount a laser gun to a Roomba?
I'm certain that they're working on it.
Yeah.
I'm certain if you try to get into Area 51, those are the first lines of defense.
So those people who are trying to free the aliens from Area 51.
Oh, they're just going
to
get their ankles shot off. they're just going to get their ankles seared completely off, and it's just they're just going to be stumpy people. They're all those like
it's going to be like that Monty Python, the Knights Who Say Knee, and they're just bouncing around on their stumps.
No, that's what's happening. All these people because that's going to happen is they're going to force their way in, and they're going to go in, and the fucking Roomba robots with the laser are just going to be like, vop, and just cut them all off.
Oh, it's going to be like in The Boys.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But they're all just going to be stumpy people, so you're just going to have however many people who signed that thing. So, what is it, like 100,000 people signing that thing?
Sure.
So you have 100,000 people with no...
I'm going to say it's like three people...
Cut off at the shins.
Well... 100,000 people signed it. I'm going to say three of them were actually serious.
Yeah, right.
So it's going to be three people cut off at the shins.
Just
sadly be like, but I wanted to save the aliens.
It's like, well, now you don't have any feet.
Well, yeah.
Now you have to.
I mean, I guess like if you really wanted to do like a murderous Home Alone, you could like reboot that movie and do a grimdark reboot.
Well, they're rebooting it. You know, they're redoing
it. Is it grimdark?
What, but Home Alone?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, if it's grimdark. He needs to tape grenades to Roombas so then those people would get blown up.
Yes, no, 100%. I mean, I think there's going to be hopefully there'll be some blood.
I don't understand how you could ever reboot Home Alone today.
That's a lot of people are asking because they're
literally now it would just be a text to your mom to say hi, you left me at home, and she'd be like, oh holy fuck, you're not here.
Yeah, right.
Or when she gets up to security and realizes she has an extra ticket for you, mm-hmm. and you're not there.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
So anyways, the fight spills outside into the video parlor, and they're these people, like, again, like, you know, Machine Man, I can understand being able to fuck these robots up pretty good, but like the rest of these folks are just, you know, they got these guns and they got the brainy, you know, John Lennon's got some gimmicks that he puts on there. He actually does one where he puts it on the guys, puts a robot, which, by the way, these robots have jerseys, like they kind of like they have like these different numbers.
Yeah, they have numbers on them,
big numbers on their chest, but it basically looks like football, like they're football jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
It amuses me. So the guy puts a gimmick on one of these robots and it causes them to fight each other, and eventually they find a way to get out, but the one girl, Hassel's the girl with the green hair. She decides to stay back, and then the rest of the crew goes to chase after Marlon Brando, or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's in a hover boat, which is where this is where he's not gray.
Okay.
So Brodoni, yeah, and so basically this is where Machine Man Go-Go Gadgets his hands all the way from because they're way far back. Go-Go Gadgets his hands into the water where the hover boat is or whatever, and he freezes the entire boat.
Yeah.
And then he grabs the Marlon Brando out and just throws him down the river while it's still iced.
Yeah, he's got ice hand power.
So that guy's dead.
Yeah.
And then because then he immediately unfreezes the water, and it only takes a few seconds. So he just flash freezes and flash floods the sewer.
Right.
And then the one guy is like, oh, wait, we got to go back and get Hassel. Machine Man's like, we should go back and get our friend. And then she's like, and then the rest of the team's like, no, we're fine with that. It's okay. You know, she sacrificed herself. We're moving on. And Machine Man all of a sudden's like, fuck that. Nobody left behind. You know, so he's not having it. But then they put a gimmick on him, and he just kind of calms down.
Yeah, they, stick, a circle magnet on him, and he's just, it's really, you remember Futurama when Bender gets magneted?
Vaguely, yes.
So whenever that would happen, he would just, freak out and start singing She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain?
Oh, yeah.
That's literally what this is.
Right. So then they get into the ship, and they get to a ship, and they go off to their sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And this is when we catch back up with, Ken Reed. Ken Reed's got Hassel.
Captured that girl.
They captured that girl, and they're about to, they're basically going to torture her.
Yeah.
This is where Dr., what's his name?
Kevorkian?
No. Kevorkian. Dr. Cyclobe.
Sure.
I like that in the 90s. In 2020, there's a doc. Somebody's going to have a last name of Cyclobe.
Sure. Why not?
Cyclobe.
We could change our name to Cyclobe.
Ooh, let's do it.
All right.
Sean Cyclobe. Jennifer Cyclobe.
And you know people are just going to fuck it up and call you Cyclone.
Excuse me.
Sorry, it's Cyclobe with a B boy.
I know it's hard because the letter N is right next to the letter B on the keyboard, but it's Cyclobe, B like boy.
B as in boy, yeah, so you'd have to start spelling it.
Oh, great. Well, I got to do that for my name anyways.
So do I. The fact that you have to spell your last name, which just always blows me away.
Well, because everybody thinks it's
people always say it wrong. I don't get it.
Well, they say it wrong, or they spell it wrong because in your head they spell it like the Elephant Man. Yep. You know, Merrick, Merrick. But clearly that's not how you spell it.
No,
well, at least for me. So, So Dr. Cyclobe, who basically is like, this is the doctor, by the way.
Yeah.
He is. He's got one big inspector like he's basically
got a monocle.
Basically, but it's like a shot glass kind of monocle where it's like one eye is really big. And he also has
half hair,
crazy red hair, and then the rest of it's bald.
Yeah, it's kinda like you remember when Johnny Rotten had all those spiked hair things? Yeah. It's like one half of that.
Yeah, one half. Yeah.
And then the other one's bald.
He's actually it's kinda like the lead singer of Prodigy.
Yeah. That's exactly what R.I.P. Yeah.
R.I.P. Keith Flint.
Yeah.
But he has, he's got half of that hair.
Yes.
So, yeah. And so they're like basically torturing her so they can get the whereabouts of the sanctuary where they go to.
Yeah.
And
she's not going to give it up.
Jocasta shows up for some reason. She's like, stop it. And Ken Reed's like, okay, that's cool. Let's stop it. But they basically
let her think about what she's done.
Well, basically what they do is they set it up so that even this girl even knows. She's like, huh. This robot, for some reason, is carrying a pistol.
Right.
Like a regular-ass pistol. And they're not really, stopping me from doing anything, so I'm just going to escape. And so she runs up, and she escapes in a space car or a spaceship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she ends up. So they're going to follow her to the sanctuary.
Yeah, somehow she, meets up with her friends or...
No, she doesn't. No, she does.
Yeah,
she is. So she shines up, and they go to Canada.
Yeah,
go to Northern Canada because
good place.
That's where Canada still.
That's where you go when you do crimes.
That's where you do crimes.
Yep.
And is she
do crimes?
No, she. No, they don't meet her up there. No,
oh, I thought that was her in the yellow.
No, she's the orange hair.
No, I meant the yellow car.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's okay. So the team gets up. The rest of the team, the Wreckers and the Machine Man, go up to the sanctuary. And some of them were like, oh, you haven't been there? It's like, oh, man, the sanctuary is fucking dope. And this is where, a bunch of us learned how to, look through garbage.
Ooh, garbage.
And so...
Yeah, so they're in the forest.
Why is he talking about a beer here?
I don't know. And they're, walking along, and all of a sudden they get snagged in a net.
They get snagged in a net by a bunch of what appears to be locals, a bunch of people, this one person.
It's Mad Max.
Mad Max, yeah.
It's Mad Max times.
Yeah, Mad Max times. So, yeah, so they snag them in a net, and then we finish up with Bane.
Finally getting
Iron Man,
Willem Dafoe, and Michael Shannon's child.
Yes.
Suiting up into Iron Man 2020 with his weird mouth.
Yeah, he's also got these
weird things. Yeah, steampunky things, but he's got this mouth is just so weird. It's like... Oh, fuck, what was his name? Was it Lockjaw?
Mm. No, Trapjaw. You talking about from the He-Man?
No, I was thinking about the Bond villain.
Oh, Jesus Jaws.
Just Jaws?
Just Jaws.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, he's just spending a whole, he's monologuing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And he's just like, oh, man, this is great. I get to put on all this stuff, and I'm going to,
avenge.
Fuck with Machine Man and... I gotta
fight another machine.
I'm ready to fight, and because I'm Iron Man 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
The end.
And that's it for this book. That's it for Machine Man number 2 from November 1984. We have 2 more issues left in this miniseries. Did you want to? Would you want to finish this miniseries?
Meh.
No.
I mean, if I had nothing else to read, sure.
I'll probably finish this. Well, I mean, it's my book, mm-hmm. So. Could be there's a Death's Head story in here
Death's Head.
Yeah, it's my buddy. I love Death's Head. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm gonna check this out. But it's worth actually this trade is worth tracking down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can probably find the comics and stuff like too, but the Iron Man 2020 trade's actually it's strange because basically the way that he gets introduced is so in the 2020 or whenever in the future there's a guy who works for Stark Industries, but then he decides to sabotage it and set off a fucking giant bomb that kills a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Man 2020 is like, look, if I go back in time to find this guy's relative and get some DNA, I can defuse this bomb or something, or get some retina patterns or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I can defuse this bomb or whatever. And he goes back into this, goes back in time and to get to meet up with this kid who is a son of somebody that works at the Daily Bugle, but he ends up running afoul of Spider-Man when he's there, and Spider-Man for some reason can't understand why. He's like, man, Iron Man's being a real big dick and he just keeps fighting me.
Mm-hmm.
And so they end up fighting, and then this kid ends up getting shot in the face or something.
Oh, Lord.
Or something happens to him where he ends up in the hospital and this, and whatever, and I think the kid died. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
something happens to this kid.
He got shot in the face.
Yeah, he gets
that usually kills you.
12-year-old honor student injured in superhero slugfest.
Oh,
Spider-Man. So Spider-Man's got this kid on his back. Iron Man 2020 shows up, and accidentally, like, shoots the kid full of glass in the face.
God.
It's pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's your Iron Man 2020 for you and your Machine Man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us again on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com, and find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever.
Yes, please interact with us and ask us dumb questions about things.
Yes, we like that.
Yes, we like that. And also, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you get this podcast, and tell your friends. We would really appreciate that. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.